Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
About all the different kinds of studies that have been done on success in general, whether we're reading a biography of someone or we're looking at a success book or you're looking at, you're observing someone who's very successful. One of the things that we're doing, and I think we automatically do this for whatever reason, we're looking at what they did. We all want to know, what did this person do? In order to become extraordinary in whatever it is that they're doing in life. And we're very focused on what they did. The probably one of the most famous books ever written on success was Think and Grow Rich. And there's principles in the book. Hill talks about in the beginning of the book that there's a secret in the book, but he won't tell you what the secret is. He says, you'll recognize the secret in the book when you're ready to recognize the secret in the book, because really the secret's in yourself. So when you're reading this book, people are looking at all these different principles, and then how do I enact these principles into my life to become the success that I say that I want to be? What people don't realize is what comes before those principles. What comes before the how do I think, how do I behave, what do I need to change? What are the systems or strategies that I need to put in place? And actually, it's the thing that precedes all of that that is probably more important than anything, than any book, than anything that I'm going to teach you here. And that is the desire to be whatever it is that you want to be. Because without that desire, nothing happens. The study of success is basically the study of what a person did. People try to wrap their mind around what a person's actually thinking. We try to wrap our mind around what a person was feeling. We try to string together events in their past that created the mindset that they're coming from. But nobody can pretend to actually know what any successful individual is actually perceiving, how they feel about it, how they actually view the world. What it is, what are the unique stories that drive them, that give them the emotion, the desire, the willingness, the fortitude to break through, to be beyond average, to be extraordinary in what they're doing. So what's important about that is that every single person has this inside of them somewhere. All of the secrets, all the strategies, the laws of the universe, they really don't matter if you don't have the desire to do it. Because if there's anything that is very true about success is that no matter who you study, you're going to find that there's a different approach. So there is no one absolute, you have to do it this way in order to get there, with the exception of desire. Without the desire, you will not find that a person will break through their own discomfort, their own fear, the rejection that they get, from the world in order to have the success that they want. Without that desire, a person won't do it. They absolutely won't. The human condition will then go to what is comfortable for me in the moment, and that's what will engulf the thinking of the person. That'll become their reality, and that'll be the exact place that they stop. Every single one of us has a story of our life, and it's a unique story. Those stories are based in pain, they're based in pleasure, they're based in experiences, they're based in observation of the way the people around us were living, how they viewed the world, what they thought, their fears, their prejudices, their ambitions in life, their disappointments. We then take this information and we create a story, probably not with any intention, but it's just how we receive the information and then how we actually store it in our own memory. It doesn't even mean that it was real. Very often those stories change over a long period of time because we don't remember it the same way. The key is to understand that stories move life forward. Stories. The way that we make meaning of something, the way that we observe something, the way we give something meaning, the way we repeat those meanings and how we attach those meanings to different things that we experience along the way. I think that one of the biggest disservices to the average individual is that they're guided in a way through their life based on a singular story that they need to be safe and that they need to create a life of safety. And if they don't understand that there actually is no safety, there is no absolute safety. Safety comes from an intelligent response to whatever we're experiencing in the moment. Because ignorance will have the same consequence as stupidity or a mistake, an accident. You can have an ignorant little child walk off a building and gravity is going to pull them to the ground. There's nothing that's going to save them because they were ignorant. There's nothing that's going to save them because they were innocent. We have to really back up just a little bit when we start thinking about what it is that we really want to create in our life. Because it's going to take you, it's going to take everything from you in a way that it will strip you down in every one of your weaknesses until you are ready to build yourself up. When I hear somebody say, when am I going to get there? When am I going to have this success? I've been doing this for several years and I still haven't achieved the money. I still haven't achieved the notoriety. It's taking everything that I do every day. The answer is very simple. When you're good enough. When you're good enough. And the only thing that gets us to the point of being good enough is repeating and doing the correct thing every single day is as much as it takes in order for us to be good enough to be extraordinary in what it is that we want to do. And like gravity, success is not going to bend because of any situation or self-pity that you may have. It has an exact cost in life. And if you're not willing to pay that cost, that's totally fine. That's absolutely fine. Society is set up in a way where you can be average, where you can be mediocre. And there's a place for it. There's a need for it if that's what you truly want to do. But if you don't want to do that, you have to realize you cannot have the success without the price. It's not going to happen. And if you don't harness and get very clear about the desire for what you want, and how to bring it to the world, and to make the decision that you're not going to play mediocre in your life, and that no matter what the cost is, you're willing to pay that price. If you're not willing to do that, then you might as well just be mediocre. Because it's going to take everything that you've got to create whatever it is that you say that you want. I think that it's really fascinating. Like, I totally get the idea that, yeah, sure, everybody would like to have success on some level. Just in a general conversation, if you're sitting around having a conversation with individuals. But to have a real serious conversation, even just with yourself about that, you have to really consider what it's going to take. Because just to throw it out there lightly is to really do a disservice. A lot of people really think that there are shortcuts to success. And there are not shortcuts to success. Because it requires that you build habits that not only support you, but you get to the place where you don't even need to think about those habits anymore. The idea of mindset around success can be one of the biggest things that we need to cultivate. But let's really think about the truth here. We want to cultivate mindset so we don't have to think about mindset, and we can actually focus on the skill sets that are required in order to become better. If we're constantly focusing on our mindset, we're never really mastering the skills that we need to master in our own individual businesses. And of course, that really is the thing that becomes most important, because if you're not going to master the skill sets, you're never going to achieve the extraordinary success that you want. So what causes us to master the mindset? Repetition. It's understanding. It's study. It's understanding what you study. It is the consistent application while always looking at the feedback. How am I responding? How am I growing in this area? And then continuing to get better as you go. But if you stay stuck in the idea of constantly working on your mindset forever, and which is a huge place a lot of people get stuck, you never really get better, because you're not bringing the right mindset to the skill set. So we want to master the mindset as fast as we can, so that it's not, I'm constantly trying to figure out, how do I get myself to do something every day? Now, let's think about desire a little bit. Before I get into the laws of the universe, I think it's very important that we understand why desire is actually more important than the laws. One reason is that there's plenty of people that have become extraordinarily successful without having any idea what the laws of the universe are. What they have is a desire that causes them to think about any challenge that they have, to be able to overcome it, to be able to see what their weaknesses are, and to be able to do exactly what's necessary to turn those into massive strengths in their life. To take the things that they're already good at, that they're already strong at, and make those even better. And again, it's no matter what it takes. So they don't see the obstacle as a reason to stop. They're not battling their mind constantly, trying to get themselves to work around a problem. It's like, here's an issue, here's an obstacle. My job is to become better than the obstacle. So what does that mean? Does that mean thousands of phone calls every week in order to become better at sales? Does that mean writing and rewriting and rewriting copy and doing marketing so that we could learn the language and the rhythms of that? Does it mean studying to learn how to build a team? Does it mean studying to learn the personalities of a team, how to get the best out of other individuals, how not to be sucked into the stories of other people that are around you as to why you can't do your best or why they can't do their best? Is it studying presentations? Is it learning how to negotiate? What are the things in your business that need the tremendous amount of focus? Because desire will say whatever it takes. It doesn't matter what the next thing is, whatever it takes. And then a person goes in and they crush that thing over and over and over again until they master it, period. If they have the desire, not much else is needed, because the desire is always pushing the person through whatever the obstacle is. When you stop at an obstacle, when you stop because you're tired, when you stop because you get rejection, when you stop because you lose your own internal compass, when you stop when other people get upset around you for what you're doing, the truth is, in that moment, whatever that reason is that you stopped became stronger than your desire to move forward. Period. Period. That is the death sentence of success.
Hey everyone, David here. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, I want to personally invite you to check out my upcoming Art of Success Virtual Summit taking place this October. Don't miss the opportunity to enjoy my teachings from the comfort of your own home. These 3 days will change your life. For more information, go to www.davidnagelseminars.com.
When the obstacle and the fear and the insecurity and the lack of confidence becomes stronger than your desire to move forward, you're done. You're done. And people hang around this edge way too long, in my opinion. Like, I understand when you're first starting out, a person needs to kind of find where that edge is. They don't know. They're constantly coming up against it, and they have to be psychologically and emotionally prepared to push past it. But when those things literally begin to stop you, and it starts happening over and over and over again, it's like you're playing Russian roulette with your success. You really are. Why? Because you're tolerating that experience hanging around in your mind. It starts eating away at your desire. The desire lessens, and the pain of the moment begins to increase. And as that pain of the moment begins to increase, it becomes more real in what we're experiencing. We lose the ability to see through the problem. And in many cases, ultimately, we lose the ambition that we originally had to say what it is that we want. And we begin to settle. We literally begin to settle because we start making excuses for not doing our best. Success requires that you bring your best every single day. Day after day, week after week, month after month. It doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you're sick. It doesn't matter what's going on. Your job, when you say you want to be successful, is to bring that energy level to every single thing that you do. And if you don't bring it, to recognize that you're not bringing it and figure out what needs to happen to make sure that you bring it the next time. You cannot afford to hang around the edge of pain, around the edge of uncertainty, around the edge of those things playing in your mind, because it will infect your mind and ultimately you will fail. I have watched many people that hung around that space too long, that let too many doubts get in their head, and it steals their dream. Ultimately, it will steal your dream. So, our number one job is to hold on to guard, to keep fresh, to keep energized, and to keep extremely clear the desire that we have to do whatever it is that we say that we want to do in life. It needs to be very clear, because you're creating an image in the consciousness of your mind, and that image, you need to see what you say that you desire. You need to see it. And you need to hold that image there with everything that you have. With all the love in your heart, you need to hold that image on the screen of your mind. That means no matter what's happening, that image is there. It becomes your main resource for your success. Holding that image. Understanding why you want what you want. You have to become magnificently obsessed about the desire that you say that you want. You have to look at it every day. You have to feel it in your heart every day. You have to see it in your commitment every day. Remember, you're doing something that's extraordinary. If you're going to be average, you don't have to do this. But this is why so many people are average, because they're not willing to do it. They're not. It takes a stronger energy. It takes a stronger commitment. It takes a willingness to do whatever is necessary. Consciously accepting what the cost is of the success that you say that you want every single day. Because there's no book, there's no coach, there's no friend, there's no anybody that can replace this, meaning your desire, if you begin to lose it. People can coach you and mentor you in all different ways. But once this is gone, nobody has the ability to replace that but you. This is an internal job. What do you really want? This desire is an internal job, and it's your job. It's your responsibility. Now, the truth is, you wouldn't want anybody to have enough power to be able to either give it to you or take it away. People's suggestions, people's opinions, people's comments, if you let those in your head, those things can take it away. But understand, you're the one that's actually doing that, not someone else. You're allowing that to be in your space. If you allow toxic energy and opinions to infect your desire, done. Done. So the number one responsibility, the thing that's going to give you the energy, the thing that's going to give you the inspiration, the thing that's going to spawn your creativity, you have to keep very clear, very clean. That's your desire. Another thing that you need to do with this is you need to be able to recognize if the energy around it starts to dip. And what's important about that is to realize that generally when that happens, something else has gotten in your head. Something else that you're experiencing is affecting that desire. And as soon as that happens, or as soon as you become aware of it, you have to do something about it. Like, you have to radically make a shift in what you're focusing on. You have to understand, what do you need in your life that is going to feed you to keep the desire moving forward, to keep it clean, to keep it clear? You have to understand that. You have to prepare ahead of time. If it begins to falter, how are you going to bring that energy back up? Because without it, it's over. It's over. There's no mindset technique. There's no meditation practice. There's nothing that will replace it. This is when a person gets lost, when a person loses hope. If that's gone, everything else falls away. There's no reason for faith. There's no reason for confidence. There's no reason for opportunities, because your desire, your hope, your vision for your life is gone. So I want you to really consider, about to get into these laws, that these laws are fantastic. They give you a way of viewing the world that supersedes whatever story you have about stopping, because it allows you to see the real truth. But it doesn't lessen the discomfort in moving through something that's uncomfortable. All it does is clear the path intellectually so that you can see what the truth is, so you know what outcome to go after. It gives you something else to believe in. You still have to grow. You still have to overcome your own insecurity. You still have to build correct habits, skill sets. You still have to focus on doing the correct things every single day, but it gives you a way to see what those things are. It allows you to see that every no also has a yes, that every obstacle in the universe also has the way through, that every lack of resource is just an illusion in the moment. The resource is actually here. It does amazing things for clarity with the mind. And that's really how it should be used. Those are how the laws should be used, as a way to guide your thinking to the path of what it is that you say that you want. But even the laws will become very confusing for a person if you don't keep your desire clear. So think about it for a second. If the desire is not clear, what are we experiencing? If we're experiencing confusion in anything that we're supposed to do, people will say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I want. How do I get the fear to go away? How do I get confidence? All of these questions are symptoms of another problem. You can't really answer those questions, not in the way that the person's experiencing the question. What is it a symptom of? It's a symptom that somewhere along the line, doubt got in your mind. Something caused you to doubt. and it shifts your consciousness, the clarity of your consciousness. It'll shift you emotionally. It'll shift you spiritually. It'll shift the way that you see the results in your life, the way that you see your environment, the way that you perceive and evaluate what you're supposed to do. Anything that allows a little bit of doubt in can shift everything in a massive way. And then it's always, I don't know, or I don't have, or how can I get? If you're starting off sentences that way, I don't know, I don't have, how can I get? I can't do it now. Those are symptoms. It's a symptom of doubt. Why? Because you don't have clarity. Remember this, the universe holds nothing back from you. Everything is already here. Everything that you need for success is already here. The external things are already here and the internal things are already here. You need to keep the internal clear and driven in that direction. And then you will manifest the external. But if it's already here, the only thing that can get in our way is us. It's the only thing that can get in our way. It's the only thing that can prevent your extraordinary success from manifesting in your life. Your ability to keep it clear or to allow something like doubt in. Now, you might not see it as doubt. You might see it as a comment somebody made. You might see it as somebody's opinion about why you can't do something. It could be rejection from a phone call that you were having to try to move business forward. It could be a mass of people all experiencing the same negative problem. I don't know what it is for you, but you have to know, what are the things in your life that suggest to you that you can't do it, that you can't move forward? And that could be in any area of your business. It could be how much you charge, how much you receive, how well your business is run, any resource that you need. A frequent question that I get is, how do I move my business forward when I need product, when I need team, you know, all the different things that we need in a business to be able to move forward? And a person says, but I don't have any money to do it. You don't need any money to do it. Money is not the problem. It's not the problem. The problem is something is infecting your desire to think clearly about how you can move forward without having the money. See, there's no reason for the money to come in to do anything until you make a decision that you're going to do it. Most people that start businesses are bootstrapping a business, meaning they don't have an abundance of money to start off with to fund their movement forward. So they have to figure out, how do I get everything done without a lot of money? How do I go from where I am right now without having a lot of money and bring in a lot of money as I go? That's the way that we need to think about it. That's what the clarity is. The confusion, the doubt, tells us we can't do something because all we see is evidence of what we can't do. So we have to be very certain that we're not going to tolerate those suggestions in our life. The moment you start to tolerate them, you allow doubt to start to cloud your desire. And if you do it too long, you'll lose the desire. You'll lose it. And it's much more difficult to get a damaged desire back than it is to keep your original one clean and clear and begin to move forward on it. As you move forward on your desire, you begin to manifest evidence of the desire in your life being real. And as that evidence begins to manifest, it builds your confidence, it deepens your belief, it makes you stronger. So it's very important that as you're moving forward with the idea of creating results now and as fast as you possibly can. You don't want to create results in the opposite direction. Evidence of failure, evidence of why you can't. I mean, people literally can bury themselves in negative evidence. And then they can't find the desire anymore. And you'll see people go down, and sometimes it takes them years before they can find it again. You don't have to go through that. You absolutely don't. Wherever you are right now, a matter of fact, you wouldn't even be watching this if you didn't have the desire to begin with. So it is the most important thing, period.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.